Pigs is Pigs by Ellis Parker Butler. Part 1. The Correct Price for Pigs. Mr. Flannery worked for the Interurban Express Company. The company delivered parcels all over America. This morning, Mr. Flannery was very angry. His customer, Mr. Morehouse, was also very angry.
"You decide,"
shouted Mr. Flannery. He indicated the box in front of him. The box contained two small guinea pigs. They were happy to eat their food.
"You can pay for them and take them away, or you can leave them here. But rules are rules, Mr. Morehouse."
"You're an idiot," shouted Mr. Morehouse. "The company rules are very clear. Look."
Mr. Morehouse indicated a book on the counter. Then he read aloud.
"Domestic pets in boxes, Franklin to Westcote, 25 cents each. These are domestic pets. They're in boxes, and they came from Franklin to Westcote. I'll pay 25 cents each. There are two of them. I'll pay you 50 cents.
Mr. Flannery picked up the rule book. Now he began to read what it said.
"I know they're domestic pets,"
Mr. Flannery said angrily.
"And the price for domestic pets is 25 cents. But they're also pigs. I know that, too. And the price for pigs is 30 cents each. You'll have to pay 30 cents each. That's 60 cents for two."
"That's ridiculous," replied Mr. Morehouse. "That rule means ordinary pigs, not guinea pigs. It's obvious. The correct rate is 25 cents each."
Mr. Flannery was very stubborn.
"Pigs are pigs,"
he said.
"The company doesn't care. They are all pigs. Pigs are not domestic animals, and you must pay the rate for pigs."
Mr. Morehouse was silent for a moment.
"Very well," he said at last. "I offered you 50 cents, and you refused. I'll write to the president of the company and tell him everything. Keep the pigs, but you must look after them very well. Nothing must happen to them."
Mr. Morehouse left the office. Mr. Flannery opened the box with the guinea pigs inside. He looked at them. They were happy. Mr. Flannery was happy. He knew the rules about pigs.